The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, we are going to presume that you went and did your civic duty and voted and are not on the beach in Tel Aviv.
Absolutely. I was in the voting booth early this morning. There's even a picture of it on Facebook. But before we get into the voting, who are we naming? I want in on this action.
Okay. So this, hello, Rolien. This is a baby who was born on 9/11 at 9/11 p.m. and she weighs 9 pounds, 11 ounces. Everything's about nines and elevens. So Karen's weighed in. She says Faith is a nice name.
Yeah, that's just
I was just about to say Faith, but Karen beat me to the punch.
So far we've got Faith and Hope. What else would you name this baby? I mean, she does actually have a name, but we're going to change it here on Chai FM because
that's what we do. That's what we do.
Let's just get back to the elections. Has the turnout been high or low?
We've actually been very pleasantly surprised with higher voter turnout than was expected. You know, there was a lot of cynicism in the build up to the elections today. Many thought that voter apathy will send many Israelis to the beach. Well, many Israelis did hit the beach and over 100,000 the forests and natural reserves, but only after they voted. So voter turnout has increased. In fact, earlier today, the Electoral Commission had voter turnout at the highest in 30 years. And it's quite incredible, but it's been very, very interesting. And, you know, we're way off predicting who has possibly taken this election. It's very, very interesting listening to the rhetoric in the build up to the, you know, the final tally today. You know, the day started with most of the party leaders out there encouraging people. President Rivlin taking to the airwaves before he voted, saying, you know, everybody must vote, and he will use whatever tools he has in accordance with the law and accordance with his position as president to ensure that if there is deadlock again, that we won't go to a third election. And what this could mean is if there's deadlock and whoever the reported winner is cannot form a coalition, he'll tap the next person. We won't have a situation again like we had. I mean, we're approaching winter, guys. I mean, there's no beach time. So really, it's not in anybody's best interest to go to a third election. Both Gantz and Netanyahu each saying that the other is winning and, you know, declaring emergency and people need to get out and vote. So,
does it really come down to a two-man race?
You know what? I think it is. I think that, a lot of people who have come out and voted have thought, you know, instead of voting for the smaller parties, let's vote for the bigger parties in order for our votes to really count. We've had, complaints from Labour and, Hayemina that there's been, you know, tampering perhaps our votes. I just think that the trend that people have undertaken with these elections is to go for one of the two big parties so that perhaps we don't go to deadlock later tonight or tomorrow.
So could this change something, you know, change it very, very significantly for the smaller parties?
It could change it for the smaller parties. Some of the parties that may have crossed the threshold in April may not cross the threshold now. Netanyahu saying that Otzma Yehudi are far off from making it across the threshold. I don't know how he knows because we still haven't got final tally. It could be him trying to appeal to the far right. Interesting enough, we haven't heard from Lieberman, the kingmaker. Ironically, has been very, very quiet today, but other leaders we have heard from, we've heard from Ayelet Shahid, you know, saying people must go out and vote. Bibi has a campaign of hate against her, which could also, you know, persuade people to vote in another direction. One thing that has influenced these elections, which is fascinating to watch, is that Israelis are very, very put off now by fear-mongering election tactics and this like kind of blame, these politics of blame. Yeah. A lot of Israelis are finding it extremely, extremely off-putting, and it's pushing votes in the directions of other people.
Yeah, it's interesting. Now, in our last elections, we kind of saw electioneering very similar, that parties were rather electioneering on what they were going to do. They were electioneering on why you shouldn't vote for X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. Rather than saying, you know, vote for us because this is what we are doing. You know, I mean, the ANC, I mean, their whole campaign was also brilliant. Vote for change. And so everybody did and they came in again.
What has been interesting is that last night we had Benny Gantz, the leader of Kahola Vilavand, release his potential, ministerial portfolios, which was in direct contrast to what we saw from Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been across the media extremely accusatory, extremely aggressive, and it's something that Israelis are commenting today, and many Israelis are pining that they feel that the Prime Minister has almost become desperate, and they are not liking these kind of fear-mongering tactics at all. He's been accused of hate speech again today. Facebook suspended his chat box, saying that he contravened their laws. He attacked Facebook. Facebook have now put it back. So, you know, from that perspective, It's really kind of raised the question amongst Israelis, you know, is he still the right man for the job? However, in his favor, he has steered Israel towards tremendous achievements. And Gantz last night releasing that should he be successful in the elections today, his portfolio will include Yair Lapid as foreign minister, Gabi Ashkenazi, former IDF chief, as defense minister, Moshe Yalon as education minister, and then giving the highest ranking female in his party, Orna Barbivai, giving her the very, very prestigious position of Speaker of Knesset, which is the third most important person in the country. So very interesting to watch the tactics from the two main parties.
Raleen, just because I love watching that sample, I don't know what you call it, the mitgam, the sample that
Midgam. Everybody, your Hebrew lesson for today, Midgam is sample.
Is that what we call it? A sample. So what time is that going to be done tonight so that I can stream it and watch it live? Do we have any idea?
No idea yet. I think everybody right now is just focusing on getting as many peeps to the polls as possible. We will see how it goes.
Are the pundits saying that a high turnout will benefit any particular person or party, or is it just that same sort of deadlock?
I think given the situation that we find ourselves in, because a second round of elections is so unprecedented, nobody really wants to be the one to predict. What we have seen is that the exit polls, as of very early this morning, and we can't always believe exit polls, is that we have a 32-32 match to Kahol Levan and to Likud. But you know, at the end of the day, we may be in for a few surprises, we may not be, but it's going to be very interesting when we wake up tomorrow morning with the votes counted.
Yeah.
Well, indeed. I want you to address another story that there was quite a lot of publicity about yesterday and the day before, about Israel's generals apparently stopping Netanyahu going to war in Gaza. What was the story there, Aline?
Okay, so it's come out over the last day or so that the Israel's defense generals almost forcefully stopped Prime Minister Netanyahu from engaging in a military campaign in Gaza for two reasons. Nobody wants to drag us into war, especially with an election happening today. And also the generals were concerned that this is the first time that Netanyahu has played irresponsibly with the safety of the citizens of Israel for what they see as political gain. And, you know, he still holds the portfolio of defense minister. So it took like quite an extraordinary effort on the part of the defense establishment to actually say to him, absolutely not. This is not going to happen in order to possibly serve a political gain.
Again, that is where we leave it, Rolene Marks. You go have a cough, my dear. Sort out your voice. And
you have a cough, and I'll speak to you same time tomorrow.